We begin this prayer with the acknowledgement that God is with us, among us, that God is in us, and we in God. In making the option for the absurd hope that something beyond, that something better, loves us, sees us, knows us, we rest. We find our breath. We let our shoulders relax just a bit. Sitting in the divine presence, not having to be anyone we're not, we receive the gift of love. And in receiving the gift of love, we allow ourselves to be bathed with peace. We allow ourselves to receive the kindness of a divine parent who calls us child, who just wants to hold us. Opening our hearts, trusting it's safe to be vulnerable, we receive this invitation with gratitude. Moving into the second step of this prayer, we reflect on the gratitude of another beautiful day in a beautiful place with beautiful people. Overwhelmed with gratitude to be included in a circle of pilgrims on a journey. Truth tellers, doing the hard inner work. Grateful for the opportunity to be here. Grateful for the bed, hot meals. Grateful for all the gifts that we failed to see. The gifts we failed to acknowledge. And in gratitude, we open ourselves up to actually receive more. In gratitude, we're humbled. In gratitude, we're overwhelmed. With a heart of gratitude, we extend kindness to ourselves, affirming that we actually are good enough to receive the good gifts that our divine parent offers. And in receiving these gifts, and in a heart of gratitude, we move into the third step of this prayer. We allow our memory to guide us through this day. Waking up far from home. Spending a day together, alone, in silence. Remembering our yoga practice, our prayer practice, our meals, walking around the lake, maybe taking a nap, maybe opening a book. We rummage through this day looking for a consolation, that moment of deep peace that gratitude has prepared us for. We rummage through this day looking for a consolation. That instance we wish we could have stayed in. When we knew who we were, when we felt alive, loved, safe. Maybe it was that brief acknowledgement, the springtime songs of the birds that we haven't heard for months. Maybe it was the breeze on our faces, or the silhouette of a monk quietly walking to prayer. Maybe it was the sound of the bull welcoming us into silence. Maybe it was finally being kind to ourselves, beginning to love ourselves again. Whatever it was, we find this consolation, and in receiving it, we listen. Listening to what it is that God is saying, listening to the gift beyond. The gift that is hidden in what has been revealed. We receive it because we believe we deserve it. Because we believe that we're worthy. Because we believe that we're lovable. And in receiving this gift, we are more capable to be a gift, to be a source of healing in this world, to be a source of love. And with courage and honesty, we rummage through this day looking for a desolation. That old friend that we give our power away to. That familiar voice that we allow ourselves to be hurt by. That desolation that frustrates us. That reopens wounds we had hoped just tender enough to have been healed. That desolation that we've tried to hide, that we've believed the lies about. We face it. That small death that we tried to bury somewhere else that continues to haunt us. We no longer run from it, but in looking at it and naming it, we move the fences in our hearts and make room for it. We receive this desolation as an invitation to grace, to love, to wholeness, and to truth. We do not put it on someone else nor blame anyone. We're honest about the excuses that we've made, the ways that we've tried to justify it. And in facing this desolation, we move into the fourth movement of this prayer. We confess it. We take ownership of it. And we give it back to God. we let go. And we ask that its hold on us, that its control over us would be let go. And in letting go, we find our breath again. And in letting go, we relax our shoulders again. And in letting go, we return to gratitude. Grateful that God loves us more than we want to be loved. Grateful that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves. And in the final movement of this prayer, that gratitude waters the seeds of hope in our souls, our hearts, and our imaginations. And that hope brings forth fruit. New life. It's this hope that keeps our head above the water. It's this hope that fortifies our faith. This hope that gives us life. And in that hope, we let ourselves rest.